Readings from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 3. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stay at the house of Advaitacharya. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was fed in great quantities by Sri Advaitacharya, Nityananda Prabhu jokingly said, "My belly is not yet filled up. Please take away your food. I have not taken the least of it." After saying this, Nityananda Prabhu took a handful of rice and threw it on the floor in front of him as if he were angry. When two or four pieces of the thrown rice touched his body, Advaitacharya began to dance in various ways with the rice still stuck to his body. With the rice thrown by Nityananda Prabhu touching his body, Advaitacharya thought himself purified by the touch of remnants thrown by Paramhamsa Nityananda. Therefore, he began dancing. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The word avadhuta refers to one above all rules and regulations. Sometimes, not observing all the rules and regulations of a sannyasi, Nityananda Prabhu exhibited the behavior of a mad avadhuta. He threw the remnants of food on the ground, and some of these remnants touched the body of Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya accepted this happily because he presented himself as a member of the community of smarta brahmanas. By touching the remnants of food thrown by Nityananda Prabhu, Advaitacharya immediately felt himself purified of all smarta contamination. The remnants of food left by a pure Vaishnava are called maha maha prasadam. This is completely spiritual and is identified with Lord Vishnu. Such remnants are not ordinary. The spiritual master is to be considered on the stage of Paramhamsa and beyond the jurisdiction of the Vanashrama institution. The remnants of food left by the spiritual master and similar Paramhamsas or pure Vaishnavas are purifying. When an ordinary person touches such prasadam, his mind is purified and his mind is raised to the status of a pure Brahmana. The behavior and statements of Advaitacharya are meant for the understanding of ordinary people who are unaware of the strength of spiritual values, not knowing the potency of food left by the bona fide spiritual master and pure Vaishnavas. Advaitacharya replied jokingly, "My dear Nityananda, I invited you, and indeed I have received the results. You have no fixed caste or dynasty. By nature, you are a madman." So the Prabhupada's short purport. The word sahaje pagal, by nature a madman, indicates that Nityananda Prabhu was transcendentally situated on the Paramhamsa stage. Because he always remembered Radha Krishna and their service, this was transcendental madness. Sri Advaitacharya was pointing out this fact. "To make me a madman like yourself, you have thrown the remnants of your food at me. You did not even fear the fact that I am a Brahmana." Nityananda Prabhu replied, "These are the remnants of food left by Lord Krishna. If you take them to be ordinary remnants, you have committed an offense." Srila Nityananda Prabhu continued, "If you invite at least 100 sannyasis to your home and feed them sumptuously, your offense will be nullified." Advaitacharya replied, "I shall never again invite another sannyasi, for it is a sannyasi who has spoiled all my brahminical smriti regulations." After this, Advaitacharya made the lords wash their hands and mouths. He then took them to a nice bed and made them lie down to take rest. So Advaitacharya fed the two lords cloves and cardamom mixed with tulsi flowers. Thus, there was a good flavor within their mouths. Sri Advaitacharya then smeared the bodies of the lords with sandalwood pulp and then placed very fragrant flower garlands on their chests. When the lord lay down on the bed, Advaitacharya waited to massage his legs. But the Lord was very hesitant, and he spoke as follows to Advaitacharya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Advaitacharya, you have made me dance in various ways. Now give up this practice. Go with Mukunda and Haridas and accept your lunch." Here's Srila Prabhupada's purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here telling Advaitacharya that it is not befitting for a sannyasi to accept nice beds to lie on or to chew cloves and cardamom and have his body smeared with sandalwood pulp. Nor is it befitting for him to accept fragrant garlands and have his legs massaged by a pure Vaishnava. "You have already made me dance according to your vows," Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. "Now please stop it. You can go and take your lunch with Mukunda and Haridas." Thereupon, Advaitacharya took prasadam with Mukunda and Haridas, and they all wholeheartedly ate as much as they desired. When the people of Shantipur heard that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying there, they all immediately came to see his lotus feet. Being very pleased, all the people loudly began to shout the holy name of the Lord, "Hari, Hari." Indeed, they became struck with wonder upon seeing the beauty of the Lord. They saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very fair complexion and body in its bright luster, which conquered the brilliance of the sun. Over and above this was the beauty of the saffron garments that glittered upon his body. People came and went with great pleasure. There was no calculating how many people assembled there before the day was over. As soon as it was evening, Advaitacharya began the congregational chanting. He even began to dance himself, and the Lord saw the performance. When Advaitacharya began to dance, Nityananda Prabhu began dancing behind him. Haridas Thakur, being very pleased, also began dancing behind him. Advaitacharya said, "My dear friends, what shall I say? Today I have received the highest transcendental pleasure. After many, many days, Lord Krishna is in my house." Purport. Ki kahibe re saki ajuka nanda ora. Chira dine madhava mandire mora. So the Prabhupada's purport. This is a song composed by Vidyapati. Sometimes the word Madhava is misunderstood to refer to Madhavendra Puri. Advaitacharya was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, and consequently some people think that he was referring to Madhavendra Puri by using the word Madhava. But actually, this is not the fact. This song was composed to commemorate the separation of Krishna from Radharani during Krishna's absence in Mathura. It is thought that this song was sung by Srimati Radharani when Krishna returned. It is technically called Mathura Viraha. Continuing, Advaitacharya led the Sankirtan party, and with great pleasure he sang this verse. There was a manifestation of ecstatic perspiration, shivering, raised hairs, tears in the eyes, and sometimes thundering and bellowing. While dancing, Advaitacharya would sometimes turn around and around and catch the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaitacharya would then speak to him as follows. Sri Advaitacharya would say, "Many days you escaped me by bluffing. Now I have you in my home and I will keep you bound up." So speaking, Advaitacharya performed congregational chanting with great pleasure for 3 hours that night and danced all that time. While Advaitacharya danced in that way, Lord Chaitanya felt ecstatic love for Krishna, and because of his separation, the waves and flames of love increased. Being agitated by the ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suddenly fell to the ground. Seeing this, Advaitacharya stopped dancing. When Mukunda saw the ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he understood the feelings of the Lord and began to sing many stanzas augmenting the force of the Lord's ecstasy. Advaita Charja raised the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to help him dance, but the Lord, after hearing the stanzas sung by Mukunda, could not be held due to his bodily symptoms. Tears fell from his eyes, and his whole body trembled. His bodily hairs stood on end. He perspired heavily, and his words faltered. Sometimes he stood, sometimes he fell, and sometimes he cried. Mukunda sang, "My dear intimate friend, what has not happened to me? Due to the effects of the poison of love for Krishna, my body and mind have become severely afflicted." Srila Prabhupada's short purport. When Mukunda saw that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling ecstatic pain and manifesting ecstatic bodily symptoms, all due to feelings of separation from Krishna, he sang songs about Srimati Radharani's meeting with Krishna. Advaita Charja also stopped dancing. "My feeling is this, is like this." This is what Mukunda was singing. "My mind burns day and night, and I can get no rest. If there was some place I could go to meet Krishna, I would immediately fly there." This stanza was sung by Mukunda in a very sweet voice. But as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this stanza, his mind went to pieces. The transcendental ecstatic symptoms of disappointment, moroseness, pleasure, restlessness, pride, and humility all began to fight like soldiers within the Lord. The entire body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to totter due to the onslaught of various ecstatic symptoms. As a result, he immediately fell to the ground and his breathing almost stopped. Upon seeing the condition of the Lord, all the devotees became very anxious. Then suddenly, the Lord got up and began making thundering sounds. Upon standing up, the Lord said, "Go on speaking, go on speaking." Thus, he began to dance, overwhelmed with pleasure. No one could understand the strong waves of his ecstasy. Lord Nityananda began to walk with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to see that he would not fall, and Advaita Charja and Haridas Thakur followed them, dancing. In this way, the Lord danced for at least 3 hours. Sometimes the symptoms of ecstasy were visible, including pleasure, moroseness, and many other waves of ecstatic emotional love. The Lord had been fasting for 3 days, and after that period, he took eatables sumptuously. Thus, when he danced and jumped high, he became a little fatigued. Being fully absorbed in love of Krishna, he would not understand his fatigue, but Nityananda Prabhu, catching him, stopped his dancing. Although the Lord was fatigued, Nityananda Prabhu kept him steady by holding him. At that time, Advaita Charja suspended the chanting and, by rendering various services to the Lord, made him lie down to take rest. For 10 continuous days, Advaita Charja held feasting and chanting in the evening. He served the Lord in this way without any change. We shall end here, and Krishna willing, we shall continue with the next segment of this pastime quite soon. Hare Krishna.